Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Business Radio X. This is our very special Savannah edition. Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor in the studio here with you, and we do have a delightful guest in store for this afternoon segment. Lee, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Sarah Peel. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, I'm doing good. I hope everyone else is.
Sarah, can you share a little bit about your business?
Yes, I can. I've been a freelance writer since 2008. I've done basically ghostwriting, blog posts, copywriting. I've covered technology to entertainment to just doing business copy.
Now, how'd you get into that line of work?
I actually got started into doing it by seeing if it was even possible to make money doing it online. As I heard about it, saw a lot of people said they could do it, and I kind of wanted to prove to myself that you couldn't do it. So I went in head first, and I actually proved myself wrong. I was able to do it.
Now,
much to my surprise.
Much to your surprise. How did you get started? Like, how did you generate, like, that first dollar? That's always the hardest one.
Right. There was a website that I went on that's called Absolute Write. It's a forum for writers, and they used to post. It's not very active anymore. Back in the day, it was more active and people posting people they were looking to hire. And I applied for one of the jobs. I already had a blog that I use as a free portfolio of types. So that way I would write samples, post them on there, and then I would direct people to that blog to see my examples of writing. And I also did some for Associated Content, which was a paid content mill, which is basically what was is a site that would give you basically not very much money, but they would pay you money to write news articles. So between that and my blog, I had samples and I applied to do copywriting and they hired me from seeing my samples and I started writing copywriting on different health type products that they were selling.
And what's your favorite type of writing?
Technology, but I also enjoy writing about entertainment.
Entertainment? What's an example of some of your writing on entertainment?
I did writing for a website called bsckids.com. It was a site basically where they covered teen artists, artists that kids enjoyed. I also did some interviews for them with celebrities, such as Demi Lovato, who I'm sure you all heard of before. And I've done some sites, written for some sites I don't think exist anymore, basically where we do recaps of TV shows that were airing. So if it was an episode that came out, the next day we'd post an article saying what the episode was about, our opinions, what could have been done better, etc.
So how do you do that? I've read some of those. Do you have to watch the show and take notes? How do you do that?
Yes, you do have to watch the TV show. Usually you can watch it when it's live. Now also thanks to the way the media is working, you can also a lot of times buy the episode right after it airs on like sites like iTunes and then watch it. I've always taken notes on it and always had my Word document up, just start writing as I watched it. So anything I saw of particular interest or note, I would write out what I saw and then take those notes and form the article and review of it.
Now, is some of your work also doing kind of social media for your clients?
Yes, I have done that. I used to actually work for a site called I'm trying to remember the name of it now.
Well, it doesn't matter the name, but what'd you do for them?
Yes. Well, what I did was actually do, we did brand interactions. So some of the clients, like one of the clients we had was Walmart. So we'd go into their Twitter account using our own account that they gave us for it. And we would reply to questions. If people just had happy fun comments or questions about product, we'd go ahead and plug that in. Just make it seem like a friendly atmosphere and encourage people to want to shop there. And then also if people had complaints, we'd point them to the correct forum or person to contact to get the complaint resolved.
Now, do you get to learn for your own benefit for this? So now that you know how to do social media, you know how to do blogging, you can do a lot of different things because somebody invested and paid you, right?
Yes. It's a great learning experience to do it that way. It also helps kind of do a little bit of it on your own before you break into it, but it has gotten me a lot stronger and kind of gives me an idea of what to rely on and strengths that I saw that received better reaction from people who read or reacted to the social media or blog posts.
Now, what tips would you have for the person who's maybe just starting out in social media? Are there certain ways that you kind of work in Twitter as opposed that's different than Facebook?
I would suggest using a system like Hootsuite. There's different ones out there besides that one. So basically what it is, it allows you to plug in all of your social media accounts. So like we talk about plugging in your Twitter, your Facebook. If people have Google Plus, they can do that. There's some plugin for Instagram. And it allows you to have multiple columns for all of it. So that way you can go ahead and post the same item on all of them by going on that particular site instead of having to log into each one individually and paste it in to different sites. So it lets you publish multiple ones. And also from there, you can respond to different inquiries people may put on your site, particularly or your account. So if you had a different inquiry on Twitter, you could respond through that platform, much like you would if you went on Twitter directly. And you could also, at the same time, see what's going on your Facebook account and respond to those inquiries. It streamlines the process.
So have you been able to take what you've learned and maybe put together a book?
I've actually been working on that. I've been actually working on a book right now about basically DCMA, which is digital content management. So people who will see a site, particularly blogs, as I've been a victim of this myself, where people will steal your actual blog posts. And so you don't have much info available online that's readily accessed to people, so they know how to get it taken off. And I'm actually writing a book on that particularly that would tell people how you'll go ahead and get it taken off the site. If a site owner won't do it, you have to go to people such as the server, and then you have to find out who to contact at the server.
So you've had that happen to you?
Yes, I have.
So that must have been kind of eye-opening, right? You Google, you write something, you spend all this time and energy writing it, then you Google it, and then somebody just cuts and pastes it somewhere else?
Exactly, and they won't give you credit for it. It actually happens a lot more often than I think people realize. It's something that particularly if you're going to be posting stuff on the internet, you need to keep an eye out for.
And then how can you protect yourself from that?
You can get what they call a DCMA copyright badge to put on your site. There's also sites like Copyscape, which allow you to actually scan your entire site, and then it will scan it against the search engines, and it will take what you have on the site and it will compare it to different sites that have similar items. And if it comes up on a match, it will show you and you can go through them and see which is the exact match. And that way, then you can start contacting the people but about getting it removed.
But then, but the organization that you do the search on, they don't help you. They just let you know which ones, right?
Pretty much. It's on you. You could hire a lawyer in a sense to go ahead and help you with that, but usually you can do it for much cheaper on your own.
So now you mentioned that you've been writing on all different types of subjects and all different channels. What advice would you give the beginner who's just getting started? I mean, at first you thought it wasn't even possible, and then you realized that, hey, this is possible. What advice would you give that beginner who's thinking about doing this as a career?
Be patient. As with anything, you need to be patient with it. Also, you know, don't get put all your eggs in one basket. If you think you're going to get one particular writing gig, still apply for others because things can fall through. They might not like your writing later on down the line. The site may fail. So keep all your doors open. Look consistently. Don't just get set with one client. You need to have multiple clients. Learn to do different styles of writing. Again, you can have your certain niche that you love, but if you want to make more money, you need to have more than just one niche. So if you like entertainment, branch out into other things within that similar realm. Maybe do some fiction writing if you want on a side. Find ways to expand on what you're doing and a way to diversify what you're doing to make more money.
And then when you have a blog, I believe your blog is called Miss Virtual Reality Blog, right? Isn't that the name of yours?
Correct. Yes,
now,
that is.
That, well, if somebody goes there, that's a place for you to show your best work, right? That's where they can see your actual abilities right there in print.
Yes. And that's another good thing is have a site as a portfolio. You don't have to go ahead and buy a domain if you don't want to. You don't have to go and buy hosting. Start out on a budget. Start out for free. You can use Blogger. You can get a domain for cheap if you want to GoDaddy. But start small, and then once you start building up more money, start expanding. Again, have a portfolio for your own stuff that you want to have, so you don't have to point them to links that have been published on other sites. Also, something else to consider, advertising through Google AdWords. It's a great way to get attention to your site.
Now, for some people, they can start doing this type of work on the side, right? This can be their
yes.
side job, and then they can have like a regular job, 9 to 5, right?
Correct.
Do you recommend that?
And I would say when you're starting out, probably you shouldn't starting out thinking, okay, you're going to make a full-time income on this. In many cases, most writers, they won't make a full-time income for a very long time after starting. So it is something, like I said, you need patience with. I would suggest having a main set of income coming in elsewhere, then moonlight doing it. Do it during your weekends, during evenings.
Now, what is, for the new person, what is the range of rates that they can expect if they go out there as a freelancer? Like, how much does a social media person make, or how much do people make writing articles and things like that?
A lot of times when you're doing that, you're going to see, at least with freelance writing as a special, especially in this case, a lot of them will actually, you'll see the site, they will have a set budget. So it differs. Some, they will pay you a couple dollars per a very short article. There's others that are going to pay you $50 and $100. It kind of depends. If you're going to write for a site that's hiring, you're going to have to expect a different wage from that than if you go out and reach out to your potential clients on your own. For social media, it's usually about minimum wage, and then you build your way up by working your way up and having more clients, or if you get promoted as a manager within that instead of just doing the social media work.
Sarah, before we go, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you if they'd like to exchange some ideas about this whole career of writing, but also if there are companies out there that might want to explore the idea of you handling some social media tasks or doing some writing for them, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
That would be by going onto my site, MissVirtualRealityBlog.com. I do have a contact me page, so you can go ahead and click on that to see my email to reach out to me. I also have a link on the site to my LinkedIn if they prefer to contact me that way, as well as my Twitter.
Fantastic. Well, Sarah Peel, thank you so much for joining us, and let's have you back sometime as your career continues to grow and blossom, and maybe it'd be fun to have you on the show with a client sometime. That might be fun.
Yes, that would be a lot of fun, and thank you for having me.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor and our guest this afternoon, Sarah Peel, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time for Savannah Edition.